Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Aaliyah and Mario with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, major flight path changes at Brisbane Airport will result in thousands of Brisbane residents experiencing less planes flying overhead. Air Services Australia have announced that almost 140,000 residences will hear less noise from planes flying overhead as part of plans that were subsequent to investigations into aircraft noises and community feedback. Areas which will be most benefited are Logan, Ribby Island, Moreton Bay, and Redcliffe. These changes are intended to stay and be in place leading up to 2032 Olympic Games.
More in local news. Everyone's second favourite headline, Pauline Hanson, is facing a loss in party support for the first time in 4 months. Research done by Resolve Strategic shows support for One Nation has slipped down 3 points in July, down to 26%. Conversely, support for Coalition moved up by the same amount, totaling 23%. The dip in support comes in the wake of Hanson's first speech to the National Press Club, in which she most notably outlined her desire for Australian monoculture, among her other policies. The Resolve Political Monitor shows the aftermath of the speech, with Pauline Hanson dipping 5% in a poll for the preferred next Prime Minister. Current Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, who previously trailed behind Hanson, has now emerged as the frontrunner in July.
In national news, veterans who served with rifle company Butterworth in Malaysia are renewing calls for the federal government to recognize their service. About 9,000 Australian troops were deployed between 1970 and 1989 to protect the Butterworth Air Base during the Second Malayan Emergency. An inquiry by the Defence Honours and Awards Appeals Tribunal in 2023 found their service was non-warlike, making veterans eligible for improved entitlements, but 3 years later, the government is yet to act. Former Section Commander Mark Butler says veterans are still waiting for recognition while the government, quote, sitting on their hands about it, end quote. Additionally, RCB veteran Stan Hannaford says many have already died waiting.
Also in national news, an investigation by the ABC had discovered serious deficiencies in the nation's housing affordability schemes. Under most affordable housing schemes, rents are supposed to be less than 30% of tenants' pre-tax income. University of Sydney Professor Peter Phibbs says, quote, housing is being defined as affordable because it's 20% cheaper than market rent, end quote. ABC analysis found that almost half of properties analysed in Sydney were more expensive than median rentals. RMIT economist Professor David Haywood says, quote, we're seeing the bizarre situation of us developing a system where social and affordable housing becomes a vehicle for people to make money out of. Not how do you meet the housing needs of the tenants, end quote.
In international news, fire burned a pub in Thailand's capital this early morning local time, killing at least 27 people and hospitalizing several others. Rescuers first received a report about the fire around midnight, and the firefighter managed to extinguish the blaze after half an hour. Thailand's Prime Minister Anutin Chanvirakul said the cause of the fire was still under investigation. This is not the first strategy of its kind that Thailand has observed. 4 years ago, fire engulfed a music pub in the eastern part of the country, killing at least 14 people.
For your weather today, Brisbane is still sunny with a couple of light winds. It's currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.